Welcome to His Word Heals. You can also visit us online at www.hiswordheals.com. Gaza, as it was in the days of Noah, 7 days until judgment comes upon the earth. What would you do today if you were living back in the days of Noah? We really do not like to sensationalize, nor do we ever want to cause fear or false panic. So I'm really not looking forward to airing this program just in case this is a false alarm. However, there have been too many witnesses coalescing today after I prayed yesterday for at least two more witnesses to the revelation we believe we received during a discussion with someone who is still overseas and unable to get back to the States yet from Israel after the attack. We are watchmen, and as such, if we see danger coming, we are commanded to sound the shofar. So that is what this message is all about. We are sounding the shofar just in case this is the real deal. If it isn't the real deal and you prepare for it because of this message, well then, being prepared is a good thing anyway, as we all learned during COVID. Not coincidentally, today's message is even witnessed in the message we aired last week, though we had no idea about this warning at that time. With permission, I'm going to quote the messaged conversation that started the formulation of this message. In part of our conversation, this person I was chatting with said, "My dad called last night and nearly ruined everything. He said if you don't come back by November 1st, you won't get to come back. It was too much." To which I asked the person, "Just curious why your dad picked November 1st as the last possible date." Their reply was, "He believes the COVID crisis will lock everyone down again. He said he saw it on the news." This conversation brought back to mind a program we did in November 2018 with regard to my waking up earlier that year in February of 2018 with a strange message on my mind. The message was short and simple. November 12, go back 10 days to November 2nd. I'm going to play a clip of that message from my archives here in just a bit. That November in 2018, I had watched for something notable to occur with regard to those dates, and then again in 2019, and so on. Nothing very noteworthy has thus far happened on those particular dates, even during COVID, so this message had fallen to the back burner of my memories. This brief conversation brought this message received over 5 years ago to mind again, so I looked to see if there was any significance to those biblical dates for November 2nd or November 12th of the present year, 2023. This was the first wow moment. According to the Jewish Hillel biblical calendar, November 1st this year is Heshvan 17, so going from evening to evening, the biblical day of November 2nd will actually start the evening of November 1st. Then, from what I could gather online, I believe the Israel sighted moon date for November 2nd will be Heshvan 17. So, Heshvan 17 is November 1st to November 2nd here and in Israel. That makes Heshvan 27, 10 days later, November 11th to November 12th. Why are those biblical dates significant, causing my wow moment? Well, Heshvan 17 is the day Noah's flood rains started to fall, and Heshvan 27 is the day the earth was dried and Noah left the ark and built an altar a year and 10 days later. There are exactly 10 days between the beginning of the flood, when Noah and his family were closed or sealed into the ark by Yahweh, and when they finally left the ark, had those events happened the same year. This brings to mind the scripture, "If those days were not shortened, no flesh would be saved." Could the 10 days between November 2nd and 12th, which are also the 10 days between the dates of the beginning of the flood rains and when Noah left the ark this year, be representative of Revelation 2:10, where the church of Smyrna was told, "Fear none of those things which thou shalt suffer. Behold, the devil shall cast some of you into prison, that you may be tried, and you shall have tribulation 10 days. Be faithful unto death, and I will give you a crown of life." Of course, what I've shared so far in and of itself was not enough for us to go public on this program with these thoughts. I prayed yesterday that if there was something to this, and if this message was a message that Abba wanted us to share on the program, that he would give us at least two or three more witnesses. Ask, and you shall receive. Before I get into the additional witnesses we believe we received today, I want to share another very interesting detail to note that I just realized tonight when looking at the calendar again. As you likely know, Noah was building the ark for 120 years, during which time he had no idea when the flood would actually come. But then in Genesis 7:4, we see that Yahweh told Moses, "For yet 7 days, and I will cause it to rain upon the earth 40 days and 40 nights." 7 days before the flood rain started, Noah was told by Yahweh this judgment would start in exactly 7 days. So then I figured if the rain started on Heshvan 17, as we are told in Genesis 7:11, then 7 days earlier would be Heshvan 10, and this year Heshvan 10 would be October 25th, 26th. I am typing this part of this message on the night of October 25th, and will finish this message and get it up online, Yah willing, tomorrow, October 26th. Another wow, exactly 7 days before November 2nd, Heshvan 17, the day Noah's flood rains began to fall. Another coincidence? I don't believe in coincidences. This timing is actually at least a fourth witness that perhaps this message is the real deal and should be taken seriously. I'll share the other witnesses shortly, and we hope you will pray diligently to Abba to see if this message has any merit that you and your family should heed, and if so, guidance on what to do about it in your own particular situation. A quick side note, in case some of you are wondering after reading Noah's flood account, you will see in scripture that it says the flood started and ended in the second month, and some of you might correctly be asking, but isn't Heshvan the eighth month? Yes, it is the eighth month, according to when Yahweh told Moses to begin the year with the month of Passover after they left Egypt. However, before that time, it is probable and believed that the first month of creation was Tishri, which is now the seventh month. So if before Moses, during the time of Noah, the seventh month was actually the first month, then the eighth month, Heshvan, would have been the second month. Also interestingly, November 2nd is always the evil pagan day known as the Day of the Dead. And this year, November 12th, is the Hindu high holy day called Diwali, which Wikipedia explains this way. Diwali is the Hindu festival of lights, with its variations also celebrated in other Indian religions. It symbolizes the spiritual, quote-unquote, victory of light over darkness, good over evil, and knowledge over ignorance. Diwali is celebrated during the Hindu lunisolar months of Ashvin and Kartika, between around mid-September to mid-November. The celebrations generally last 5 or 6 days. So, this year, not only do the dates between November 2nd and 12th represent the time between the rains of judgment beginning to fall on the earth and the day Noah and his family left the ark, they also represent 10 days between the secular pagan Day of the Dead and the Hindu pagan holy day of victory of light over darkness, good over evil, and knowledge over ignorance. Another for consideration. But now let's get into the witnesses we received on October 25th, the day after I asked for them, and the day before the day Noah was told exactly when judgment would begin to engulf the earth. I was just going about my day, which also interestingly was the first day of snow we've received this year, so I was mostly accomplishing inside chores. I had received a couple of video links from another brother and sister in Messiah, which I was playing in the background, even though I wasn't much interested in them because the person creating the videos, while having a few interesting tidbits over the years that I've watched some of his stuff, has, in my opinion, messed up theology, as you will see if you watch some of his clips. While he notes biblical feasts from time to time, his theology is the mainstream rapture-type teaching. He has been choosing days for the rapture to happen for years, which, of course, they never pan out. The most recent I saw when going to his YouTube channel again, after receiving the video links, was October 14th of this year. Didn't happen. So anyway, when watching, I knew I would need to sift through and spit out the bones. I watched the second video link I received first, and it was interesting, so I also watched the second playing in the background while I cooked some delicious black bean and chicken soup. Then bam, rewind. There it was, one of the witnesses I had asked for. I kept listening, and there was another, and then another. So I will play short clips from the videos I watched, the first one being titled Countdown to World War III and the Rapture. Don't let the title dissuade you from listening. I've spit out the bones for you, and I'm only playing what we believe is relevant. This video is also subtitled Analysis of Israel-Hamas War and is on the YouTube channel God's Roadmap to the End, if you would like to watch the entire video yourself. A quick synopsis of what comes before the clip I'm going to play here. The narrator summarizes the start of the conflict in Israel, then reads the scripture in Zephaniah that we read in last week's program regarding Gaza. He specifically hones in on the fact that those who will be punished are doing their own feasts, which Yahweh hates, and they are wearing strange apparel, as warned against in the New Testament as well, with regard to one of the wedding guests being cast out from the wedding because of the strange apparel. We also pointed out these passages last week. However, he made an equation that we had not. He equated this strange feast and strange apparel to Halloween, which is intriguing since many Christians to this day still dress up and celebrate Halloween, sadly. Another passage warns, I will turn your feasts into mourning. Amos 8:10. Basically, here in the United States, if you think about it, the quote-unquote holiday season kicks off each year with Halloween, does it not? Halloween, Thanksgiving, Christmas, New Year's Day. Bam, bam, bam. Halloween decorations are being put into stores earlier and earlier each year, and you watch, right after Halloween, the Christmas decorations go up. This is the beginning of the season of our pagan feast days. That was all interesting in this video, but wait, here comes the actual witness.
Many people in this world will partake in festivities where they will be wearing strange apparel, and where the children will leap on the threshold of homes that they visit for tricks or treats, and where houses will be filled or decorated with evil and deceit. That feast, of course, is Halloween, and the founder of the Satanic Church had this to say about Christian parents who allow their children to participate in this evil. I am glad that Christian parents let their children worship the devil at least one night out of the year. Welcome to Halloween. Now, what is interesting is that during 2020, there were literally hundreds of people who received Halloween rapture dreams that they shared on YouTube. I've made several videos in which some of these dreams were shared. I have searched to see if there were any for 2023, but there are almost none, and I believe this was once again a three-year warning that was given to God's people at the start of the period known as the beginning of sorrows, providing a three-year warning about the time that is now right before us. In Acts 20, we see how another three-year warning was given, providing us with a pattern for what we see in this case.
Therefore watch and remember, that by the space of 3 years I ceased not to warn everyone night and day with tears. And now, brethren, I commend you to God, and to the word of His grace, which is able to build you up, and to give you an inheritance among all them which are sanctified.
Even in the show The Leftovers, which concerns the sudden disappearance of 2% of the population, one of the characters quotes this passage from Acts 20.
Therefore, watch and remember that by the space of 3 years I ceased not to warn them night and day with tears.
3 years.
3 years.
That's tomorrow.
Grace period's over, Tom.
In Dana Coverstone's calendar dream, which he shared in 2020, the person showing him the calendar pointed to specific months on the calendar and then tapped them 3 times.
Back in December, I had a dream, and in that dream, I saw a calendar starting January 2020, and it was being flipped. And I saw January, I saw February, I saw March. And when March came up, the hand held it, and I saw a finger underline the month of March, and then tap it three times. So underline the month of March, tap it three times. So to me, it was emphasis. Something's going to happen in March.
At the time when Pastor Coverstone received this dream, he saw the three taps as emphasis. But I believe the three taps may also have indicated the 3 years until the application of what he saw would apply. Please listen to what he saw regarding the end of October and the beginning of November.
And then I saw October come up, and then I saw November, and this is when it got real to me in the dream. I think the intensity, according to my Fitbit, when I woke up, my heart rate was about 180. So that was Monday night. It was also a night that I woke up not feeling very well at all. I was up during the night, not feeling well. But anyway, the minute the finger underlined November three times, instead of tapping it, I saw a fist ball up and it hit the calendar. And literally, the calendar exploded into the wall. The numbers seemed like they were 3D and they were falling. They were just flying everywhere. And there was a cloud of chaos that started. And then the next thing I saw was I saw armed protesters. I saw fighting in the streets. I saw people pummeling one another. I saw businesses shuttered and shut up. I saw schools closed. I saw schoolrooms with cobwebs hanging in them, and like things like papers falling off the wall and posters falling like no one had been in them for months. I saw bank buildings with the roofs being taken off. And it looked almost like alien abduction because money was just flying through the roof into some type of like a vacuum cleaner. I know it sounds kind of strange, but I was watching wealth just being taken. I saw politicians in back rooms making deals with people, patting people on the back and laughing and smiling and smirking. And I saw monuments. I saw Washington, D.C. burning. I saw Washington, D.C. blazing. I saw fires everywhere. I saw people being rounded up. I saw Chinese and Russian soldiers on the ground. And Russian soldiers were telling the Chinese soldiers to go and pick up these people, round up these people, secure this quadrant, secure this area. I saw blue helmets of the UN. I saw military things taking place. I also saw no sign of President Trump. I saw no sign of leadership in Washington, D.C. But the vultures that I had seen were now like gargoyles, and they were 10 feet off the ground, 10 to 15 feet off the ground. And they were just attacking people mercilessly. I saw people hiding in their homes and garages. I saw churches being burned. I saw homes being burned. I saw absolute chaos. And the fist punch on the November of 2020 is what got my attention. And then I heard the words again, brace yourself, brace yourself, brace yourself.
In another prophecy by Ken Peters, who was given a dream about the tribulation, this 3-year period is also pointed out. Many have claimed that this powerful prophecy has proven to be false and that Ken Peters is therefore a false prophet, since what he mentioned did not come to pass since the time it was given. But in my view, it is similar to the 1290-day prophecy that Gabriel gave to Daniel. It is a prophecy that has a future application, and until the starting point could be identified, the prophecy would remain a mystery and unfulfilled. Having hindsight from our position in time in 2023, we know that the upheaval of all nations is literally about to occur in the next few days.
The Lord says, in 3 years, you will see the upheaval of all nations. I'm either the biggest false prophet that ever lived, or I'm the stupidest prophet to ever say that. The upheaval of all nations in 3 years. If you've studied end time Bible prophecies, you know exactly what that's pointing to. It has to be the return of Christ. In 3 years, you will see the upheaval of all nations, and you will see that even national names will be gone forever.
Ken Peters also had something very interesting to share about the same time frame that we have looked at in this video. And he calls this the day of separation and a day of a holy convocation.
This is a holy day among you that you will never forget as time progresses. As time begins to come faster and faster, you will look back on this day, the first day of this month, November. You will look back even as the clocks were changed and time began anew, and you will say, that was the day of a holy convocation, the day the Lord set me aside and chose me for a special work. Rend your heart, says the Spirit of grace and supplication.
Pastor Coverstone's vision that he shared in early 2020, he understood to mean that it was all for 2020. However, he saw a finger tap on the month of March on the calendar 3 times. The month of March 2020 was the month in which the biblical date of Nisan 1 fell. Nisan is also known as the month of Abib in Scripture and is the month of Passover, the first month of the biblical year. If you'll remember, Passover 2020 was when everyone around the world, including in the U.S., was quarantined or locked down into their homes during and starting on Passover. What supplies you had at home is all you had for a while. Then next, in the pastor's vision, the finger underlined the month of November 2020 3 times, and the voice he heard said, "Brace yourself, brace yourself, brace yourself," 3 times. 3 witnesses that the vision was a warning, giving us 3 years' time to prepare or brace ourselves before the chaos he was shown commenced in full force. The shortages of COVID 2020, followed by at least 2 more years of relative plenty, should have caused us to get more prepared for this chaos to come if we were paying attention and listening to his voice and the voice of common sense. After underlining November 3 times, the calendar month of November exploded and the voice repeated, "Brace yourself," 3 times. If this interpretation turns out to be correct, the message is pretty clear in hindsight. Then Pastor Peterson's dream also warned of judgment after a 3-year time period. These men are very courageous and were probably very persecuted when what they thought was an immediate warning turned out not to materialize, or at least not to materialize completely within the time frame they had expected. But if you think about it, all of the prophets in Scripture prophesied about future events, not immediately pending events. Why would today be any different? As you will hear in the next vision that was broadcast by Pastor Coverstone, the first vision was partially fulfilled in his opinion in 2020, but ultimately we can see that not all of it was. I will provide some commentary as we listen, and he will reiterate the first dream before moving to his second, which he received in June of 2020.
But the things that I saw in a dream, a vision back in December, are the same things that I watched in the news almost every day since March through June. On Monday night, I had another dream, and it woke me from my bed. I made notes about it. I shot some video of myself, just making sure I can remember. But here's what I saw. I saw a calendar. Start with a calendar. And as I was having this, the calendar was up, a white figure appeared. And it was representing God, the Holy Spirit, something pure, something righteous, something true, something holy, because there was nothing sinister about it, nothing evil. But I heard the voice say, part two. And I saw June go up. I saw July, I saw August, and then I saw September. And I saw the finger underneath the word September, and like emphasizing it, and tapped it 3 times.
Just as March 2020 and March 2023 were the months in which the first day of the biblical first month of Nisan fell, the month of Passover, so also was September 2020 and 2023, the month in which Tishri 1, the first day of the 7th biblical month, the month of all the fall feasts, fell as well, which, as I pointed out earlier, was also the first month before the Exodus and therefore was the first month in Noah's day. Interestingly, in Pastor Coverstone's first and second visions, we see March and September 2020 each tapped 3 times. Now continuing the pastor's vision where we left off.
And then I saw October come up, and then I saw November, and this is when it got real to me in the dream. I think the intensity, according to my Fitbit, when I woke up, my heart rate was about 180. So that was Monday night. It was also a night that I woke up not feeling very well at all. I was up during the night, not feeling well. But anyway, the minute the finger underlined November 3 times, instead of tapping it, I saw a fist ball up and it hit the calendar.
This is where this second vision repeats what he saw in the first vision with regard to November, before adding another very interesting vision about October.
And literally, the calendar exploded into the wall. The numbers seemed like they were 3D and they were falling. They were just flying everywhere. And there was a cloud of chaos that started. And then the next thing I saw was I saw armed protesters. I saw fighting in the streets. I saw people pummeling one another. I saw businesses shuttered and shut up. I saw schools closed. I saw schoolrooms with cobwebs hanging in them, and like things like papers falling off the wall and posters falling like no one had been in them for months. I saw banks.
Listen closely here. This is where I think that November 2020 partially fulfilled this vision, or was the beginning of the partial fulfill of this part of the vision, where the money was being sucked out of the United States banks. And that's what's been happening ever since a change of leadership took place in the White House the beginning of 2021, after the election of November 2020. The money has just been sucked out of our country. It was runaway spending and printing before then, but since January of 2021, it has been exponentially greater, and so has inflation, as we've all seen. So all of our spending power has been sucked out of the U.S. dollar.
Bank buildings with the roofs being taken off. And it looked almost like alien abduction, because money was just flying through the roof into some type of like a vacuum cleaner. That sounds kind of strange, but I was watching wealth just being taken. I saw politicians in back rooms making deals with people, patting people on the back and laughing and smiling and smirking. And I saw monuments. I saw Washington, D.C. burning.
This part, of course, did not happen in November of 2020, which is where the three taps and the three brace yourselves come in, possibly, I believe.
I saw Washington, D.C. blazing. I saw fires everywhere. I saw people being rounded up. I saw Chinese and Russian soldiers on the ground. And Russian soldiers were telling the Chinese soldiers to go and pick up these people, round up these people, secure this quadrant, secure this area. I saw blue helmets of the UN. I saw military things taking place. I also saw no sign of President Trump.
Here's a clue that it was for a future date and not November 2020. November 2020, President Trump was still in office until January of 2021. However, now in November 2023, obviously Trump is nowhere in power or to be found, except in the courtrooms or the tabloids.
I saw no sign of leadership in Washington, D.C., but the vultures that I had seen were now like gargoyles, and they were 10 feet off the ground, 10 to 15 feet off the ground, and they were just attacking people mercilessly. I saw people hiding in their homes and garages. I saw churches being burned. I saw homes being burned. I saw absolute chaos, and the fist punch on the November of 2020 is what got my attention. And then I heard the words again, brace yourself, brace yourself, brace yourself.
3 times equals 3 years from November 2020?
That has been something that I have heard for almost seven months now. Starting once we get to July, it's going to be 7 months. And once again, I'm not claiming to be a prophet. I'm not proclaiming, we'll see what happens in November through November and see if I'm right about this. But I know when I hear God's voice, I know what God's voice sounds like to me. I know when he speaks. And I know when I have a dream that I know is him. And the things that I was seeing, I don't say this to scare people, but I say this to warn people that there are some pretty sinister things coming down the pike. And not just for the lost, but for God's people as well. The second dream I had last night, and it woke me up. In this dream, we just had a yard sale to help fund a team going to Ecuador this next year. And we had a yard sale. And I had asked our secretary to get us some change for that yard sale. So in the dream that I'm having, I walk into the bank to get some change. And on the door it says there's no change available. I saw the sign, it registered in my mind, but I walked on in, and the president of the local bank was at the teller station, and she was going to be taking care of business. And I said, I need to get $10 in quarters for a yard sale. And she said, I'm sorry, but the U.S. Mint is no longer making currency or making change, like pennies, nickels, dimes, quarters, half dollars. We're not doing that anymore. And I was like, well, what do you mean? She said, they've stopped doing it. And I said, well, how are we going to be able to charge $1.50 for anything? And she said, prepare for hyperinflation and just charge $2. And then she said to me in the dream, oh, and by the way, $1 and $5 bills will follow soon after that. And then I heard those words, brace yourself, brace yourself, brace yourself. And I woke up, I wrote these things down. I've never gone on video and recorded the dreams that I've had. And I hesitated to not do the one I had back in December. But everything I saw in that dream in December came true between March and June, when in the dream I was showed March through June. And so I don't think I would be doing anyone a service if I don't share what I saw.
Next, Pastor Coverstone goes on to give his opinion of his vision, which turns out not to be absolutely correct, since his opinion was that all of this was going to take place in November 2020, and it did not. He did not see the emphasis of the three taps, the three underlines, and the three brace yourselves as an indication that there were 3 years until the ultimate fulfillment of these things.
And right now as I speak this, it is June 24th, Wednesday night at 5:30 p.m. in Berksville, Kentucky. I've never had two dreams like this. I've never had a part one, part two. Part one came fully true, and part two, I believe, will as well. Endure till the end, no matter how hard it gets.
Next, here is a third vision posted by Pastor Coverstone in August of 2020 with regard to October.
And I had a dream on Monday night, August 10th, and I haven't said a lot about it because I know when I share this, it's going to make some people mad. And my life's not been the same since I posted that first dream. I never asked for this. I never asked for God to show me anything. I was doing a series on dreams and visions. I thought maybe I'll get some dreams. Maybe some others will get some dreams. But it's been different. It's been a lot different. There's been some concerns for my family because of the dreams I posted. People showing up at my door who then get arrested in my community for being violent. A lot of emails, a lot of phone calls, a lot of messages. I'm not doing this for notoriety. I'm not getting paid to do this. Had a dream. Just simply had a dream. And I'm sharing them because there are things that God, I believe, is showing me that the country needs to see. So I'm just going to share this, and you can do with it what you want. I'm not asking God to give me any more. I've not prayed God to give me another dream since I had the first one. They keep coming. And so I dreamt I was in the month of October. I saw the month of October as a calendar, and was waving like it was being blown by a strong wind, not a fitful wind, not violent, just kind of a fitful wind, you know. And I saw a finger appear, and it pointed to the second week of October, and it dragged the finger through the third week of the month. So it covered second and third week of October.
What happened the second week of October 2023? October 7th was the invasion into Israel and the massacre by Hamas. And starting October 8th is when Israel declared war on Hamas. And the second and third weeks of October, we have been watching this war against Hamas escalate. So this vision obviously was not for October 2020, but ultimately we see it being fulfilled in October 2023, 3 years later. So then, as you will see, the rest of this prophecy begins the end of October, beginning of November.
And then it pointed October 31st, and it held the position. It just kind of tapped it and held it. The first thing I saw was a rock. It came flying out of the sky, and it landed in a large pond. And the ripples started off small, but then they became like vicious waves. Like when the wind begins to blow stronger, and the ripples start to go further out. I saw federally elected officials, faces I recognize. I saw specific state governors. I saw agency leaders. And I saw just radicals, like the people you'd see in Portland or Seattle or Minneapolis. But they had wicks coming out of their head, almost like a firecracker wick, like a firework wick. And the second week of October is when I saw simultaneously all those wicks coming out of the heads were lit on fire. Federal officials had heads that were the shape of like an old M80. Those folks from the 70s and 80s remember those. The governors had heads shaped like the Black Cat firecrackers, the 1.5-2-inch firecrackers. Everybody else had the smaller, like ladyfinger style firecracker fireworks. And these people are talking, and they're starting to get animated. They're yelling, they're screaming. The facial images went from normal and calm to red face, jumping to an absolute out of your mind primal scream. Everybody's head blew up at the same time. These people were still alive, but their heads had blown up. And this resulted in sparks and debris flying all over the area where they were standing, and it started fires around them.
The judgment of Noah's day was by flood, but the final judgment will be by fire.
And then I saw the protests that were taking place, that were still taking place in October. They went up another notch because the bystanders who were part of the protests and that were there, that were not being very, very violent and not really getting us involved, the protesters basically said, if you're not doing that, you're not one of us. And they began to assault those protesters who were not deemed as violent or as vicious as they should be. And I saw some of those protesters left on the side of the road almost like they were dead. They'd been beaten because they weren't protesting like the other ones were. They weren't doing all those things that they should have done. If they weren't complicit, they were beat on. I saw the elderly people, and this is what got me. I saw elderly people being attacked. It was an attack on older Americans, the people that hold the Constitution dear, the flag dear, the people that have the common sense values, commitment to faith and biblical principles. I even saw people trying to get into nursing homes and nursing facilities to attack older people that I saw in the dream. And then I saw a $100 bill, a big $100 bill about the size of a flag. It was hanging like a flag on a pole, and it was burning from one corner. And it was being lowered, like at the end of the day. And I saw people with their hands over their hearts, and they were crying because their god of money was just being lowered. It had lost its value. And it burned until there was about a third of it left. It was a celebration. People were celebrating. While some Americans were just devastated and torn up by what they saw happening, there were people celebrating that the dollar had died, or was dying, the value of the American dollar. There was someone even playing taps in the background. And then I saw churches, small groups of people kneeling and praying. They were wrestling in prayer with the spirit of the age. But these people were protected by bubbles of safety. There were angels guarding around them. And these were the faithful core of the church that had not been compromised in their values and their faith. They were being encouraged to stand strong. They were being encouraged to keep preaching, praying, believing. And there were relentless attacks against them. Just like the ones I saw in the September dream, there was just relentless attacks against them. But they stayed faithful. They were in the heat of the battle. They were praying. They were fighting. They were wrestling. Like I said, with the spirit of the age, but they were fighting to stay faithful. And there were very few in numbers, but that didn't bother them. And I saw behind each of these people praying, I saw a small gate. And I was reminded of Matthew 7, 13 and 14. Enter by the narrow gate, enter by the small road. They never stood up, even though they'd walked through that gate. They were right there beside it. Then I saw puffed up pastors and I saw puffed up prophets, very expensive suits, and they were preaching against the idea of persecution coming. They promised prosperity, that they promised health and wealth and only good things, and they spoke like their words. As they spoke, their words were like they were slurred, like they were drunk. And suddenly their clothes were coming off. Their tie was loosened and taken off. Their shirt was taken off. Pretty soon they were standing there completely naked. And I saw this rug pulled out from underneath them. And they go flying up in the air. They're trying to cover their modesty while they're up in the air. But as they were floating in the air, I saw money flying out. I saw money flying out from them. All the money that they'd gotten from all the prophecies and ministries and things they'd done selfishly. I saw that money just kind of flying. But when they landed on the ground, this is another thing that just really got me. When they landed on the ground, all of them that landed on the ground that were all puffed up bit through their tongues as they landed. And pieces of those tongues went flying. And they were trying to reach out to grab them, but they were beyond their reach. I was reminded of the story of the emperor's new clothes. They were exposed. And then the scene went back to those that were praying, and the warfare was still tense, but the present strength was obvious in those that were praying. And then it switched to one last scene. I saw clowns in suits, like circus clowns. And they were pouring buckets of oil and grease on the ground in front of election venues. And the sign said, election's so many days away, weeks away. But these clowns were dancing and acting like clowns. They were juggling. And there were people trying to get to vote, but they were slipping. They were sliding past the doors, and they couldn't get in to vote. And the clowns were actually trying to distract these people from doing what they were supposed to do. And they were doing it in a professional way. They were juggling, but they were doing skits. But the skits were sinister, and they were abusive. And they watched anybody approaching the ballot, approaching the venue, the building where they were going to vote. They looked at them with suspicion and angst. They were doing everything they could to keep people from voting. They were trying to distract them from what was going on. And then I saw this big billboard, and it said, Passover 2021, big things are coming for the world. Big things are coming for the world. And that white figure appeared. And he said, do not stop bracing, for the storm will not pass until I stop the storm. So brace yourselves.
Wow, Passover 2021, then brace yourself three times. That would put you at Passover 2024, the total solar eclipse that completes the X or the Tav across the United States, as we've talked about in recent past programs, goes across the United States, Nisan 1, the first day of the month of Passover 2024. 3 years later, after this message of August 2020, that points to 3 years later after Passover 2021.
And don't look back. I had that dream on Monday night. I had glimpses of it for a couple days before. I'm sharing it because I feel the profound unction that I need to.
If you aren't quite convinced yet, just wait, because there's another. These multiple witnesses for something big coming beginning on a November 2nd through November 12th, as was the message I woke up with on my mind in February 2018, led me to find and listen to the program that we aired in November 2018 with regard to the message I woke up with in February of that year. Turns out, the icing on the witness cake, so to speak, was our program from 2018, taken in conjunction with this past week's program, which we posted online October 21st. Coincidentally or not, October 21st was the end of the third week of October. Last week's program can be listened to on our website blog page at www.hiswordheals.com and is entitled, Yahweh Will Rise Up and Lift the Burden. Those hidden by Yah, Yahweh remembers. Before I explain how these two programs fit together, which were created and aired 5 years apart, I will play a clip from our November 2018 program. Taken together, these two programs became a very strong fourth or fifth witness, I lost count, convincing us to air this message today. So here's a clip from November 2018.
Psalms 90, verse 13, through Psalms 92, verse 5. Return, O Yahweh, how long?
Skipping the intro.
Today I would like to start out by reading you something that I wrote in my journal or my notebook that I keep notes in back on February 24th, 2018. I woke up on Shabbat morning with the date of November 12th, then back up 10 days to November 2nd in my mind. It wasn't a dream, it wasn't a vision, I don't know what it was, I just woke up with November 12th, then back up 10 days to November 2nd on my mind. So, I wrote it down in my journal, and I went and looked on the biblical calendar to see what this November 12th and 2nd would be. November 12th is the 4th of Kislev, and November 2nd is Chesvan 24, the day after Chesvan 23. Now, I'm recording this program on November 3rd, the day after my November 2nd date that I woke up with. So November 2nd being the 4th of Kislev, I went to the Bible to see what significance there might be to the 4th of Kislev, and found out that Zechariah's prophecies of Zechariah chapter 7 through 14 regarding the restoration of the remnant was given to Zechariah on the 4th of Kislev, or the 4th day of the 9th month, which this year will be November 12th, the date that I woke up with on my mind. Then, November 2nd, back up 10 days, is Chesvan 24, the day after Chesvan 23, when the defiled stones of the temple were removed. So, on November 2nd, I decided to look at the news and see what was going on to see if there was anything to these dates. The first story that I saw was the story of the snake coming out of the rocks on the Western Wailing Wall after the dove flew away. And, of course, there's a lot of speculation from the mystic Jews as to what this might mean, and that it has something to do with the coming of Mashiach, according to the mystic Jews, which normally I wouldn't take and put too much weight upon, except that I woke up with these dates on my mind, and the first thing that I see on the November 2nd news is the fact that this snake came out of the wall. And guess what day it came out? It didn't come out of the wall on November 2nd. It came out of the wall on November 1st, and we were just getting the reports of it on November 2nd. So November 1st, of course, again, was Chesvan 23 this year. And in the Bible, that's when the defiled stones of the temple were removed. Interesting. So anyway, with that in mind, I thought I would go ahead and read Zechariah's prophecies for you today from Zechariah 7 through 14, which were given to him on the 4th of Kislev, or the 4th of the 9th month, which this year would be November 12th, the day I woke up with in my mind on Shabbat on February 24th, 2018. If for no other reason, it just gives me a good excuse to read these great prophecies in Zechariah. Perhaps they have to do with our day, perhaps they don't, but they're worth reading nonetheless.
So the visions which were given to Zechariah and are recorded in Zechariah chapters 7 through 14 were given to him on the fourth day of Kislev, the fourth day of the ninth month, which back in 2018, when I received this message, November 12th was the fourth of Kislev, the same day Zechariah was given these messages. Then in this past week's program, which I just told you about, which is regarding the conflict in Gaza, I also read three of these chapters, Zechariah chapters 8 through 10, which we believe are regarding and prophesying about this current conflict in Gaza. Could this all possibly be just some coincidence? I highly doubt it. Again, I don't believe in coincidences. Please, if you haven't listened to last week's message posted on October 21st, please go to our website, www.hiswordheals.com, to our blog page and listen to that entire message. And also, I would recommend reading the entire prophecy given to Zechariah on the fourth day of Kislev, which was November 12th, 2018, and includes all of Zechariah chapters 7 through 14. One last comment that I want to make, one last scripture that I want to point out. Consider this passage in Revelation chapter 2, verse 10, where Yeshua is speaking to the church of Smyrna. He says, "Fear none of those things which thou shalt suffer. Behold, the devil shall cast some of you in prison, that you may be tried, and ye shall have tribulation 10 days. Be faithful unto death, and I will give you the crown of life." Noah was on the ark a year, but interestingly, the flood started Cheshvan 17 one year and ended Cheshvan 27 the next year. There's a 10-day difference between the 2 days if they weren't a year apart. And this year, these 10 days are November 2nd through November 12th. Please pray about this message yourselves and listen to hear if Abba directs you to prepare in any way. Zephaniah's name means hidden of Yah, or those hidden by Yah. And also in last week's program, we read the entire book of Zephaniah. But in relation to this message regarding November 2nd through 12th, I just want to read Zephaniah chapter 2, verse 3 again. "Seek Yahweh, all you meek of the earth, who have upheld his justice. Seek righteousness, seek humility. It may be that you will be hidden in the day of Yahweh's anger." Should anything break out during these days in November, perhaps it would be very wise for Yahweh's people to remain hidden in their homes and not go out and participate in any riots or uprisings. We need to stay hidden in Yahweh. And if you do prepare and nothing extraordinary happens on these days or begins to happen during these days, at least you've prepared for something that may come in the future. In either case, we are posting this message only in an effort to be faithful to what we believe our Abba would have us to do and the shofar that he would have us to blow. And this comes after much prayer and consideration and a request for all of these witnesses. Blessings and shalom to all of you and everyone in your home.